Okay, now we're in English.
Okay.
All right, we are recording. Yes, we are recording there.
Okay.
We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Okay. 5 minutes. Because our other podcast should be here in 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, what's your name and where are you from?
All right. My name is Rodrigo. I'm from Chile.
Very good.
Yep.
All right. And let's see here. Rodrigo.
Yes.
It's weird saying it in English.
Yep.
Do you have an English name you use? Or you just say Rodrigo?
Sometimes say Rod.
Rod?
Rod. Like.
Yeah. Or Rob.
Rob. Yeah, but yeah, sometimes the person can say, they can say Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
But yeah.
It's a common Spanish name, so we do say it in English some a little bit.
Rodrigo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're from Chile.
Yes.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And how long has it been since you graduated now?
So I came here to the country in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated in 2020, December 2020.
All right. In 3 years.
Yes.
All right. And then now for the last year, you have been serving now in Dallas.
Yes. Yeah, I'm serving in Dallas in a church, the Heights Baptist Church. I'm associate pastor there.
Okay. If you could say it in like 1 minute or less, why did you come to the Rio Grande Bible College?
Because God called me to come here. I pray to study the Bible in a place, and God showed me this place. So,
yeah. How did He show it to you? Where did you first realize that it existed?
Yeah, so I hear about the seminary from different friends, and then I search in Google.
Yeah. Google search.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that showed up? The website?
No. Yeah. The website. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So you went to the website first.
Yes.
And what did you see on the website?
A very old page. And then I went to the Facebook and I saw, a chapel or service.
Ah, okay. The chapel service. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It seems like a lot of people see the chapel services.
Yep.
Maybe that's because we have it every single week.
Yep.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And then.
And you said, I need to go and help them make better chapel services.
No. No. So the decision is the first thing is in the United States, and it's a better option to make more contact here in the United States or in Europe. So that was an important thing to come.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Even Europe was in your mind, like contacts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, contact, the level of study.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it expensive for you? It cost a lot.
Yep. Yeah. My mom helped me.
Mm.
My church helped me too. Yeah. I worked too.
It's hard for people to understand sometimes that it is still expensive, because for us it is very cheap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We work hard to have missionaries, to have scholarships.
Yeah.
But there's still a level of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Right? For coming.
Yeah. And I think the first year is more expensive because we never hear about the scholarship and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the first year is like you need to pay full.
Right.
And
you have the work scholarship, right? The working.
Yeah.
But besides that, how much does that cover the working?
I think half of the
About the half first. Of all the costs. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but then you see God providing you every year, and through the job, and through other friends or family, church here.
Yeah. So this is going to be a mini episode because we only have 5 minutes. Okay. Yeah. So you got here.
Yep.
You worked in video with me.
Yes.
That was awesome, in the media department. Mm-hmm. You were the leader of promotional videos. And then you met your future wife.
Yes.
Then graduated, got married.
Yep.
And now you're serving in a Spanish church in Dallas.
Yes.
As a associate pastor.
Yep.
What has that been like, the time serving as a pastor? What have been the challenges, the joys of that ministry?
Yeah. I think I am learning a lot.
You speak English now?
Yes.
When you were with me, did you speak English?
I speak, but...
not really.
No, not really. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but because now I am working with the church in English, I have meetings and staff meetings and all that.
Okay. Thing. But your main ministry, is it in Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I preach in Spanish. I do.
How often do you normally preach?
Every one time during the month.
Oh, every once month. A month?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty regular.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometime too.
So what's been the challenge, and then what's been the joy?
Okay. So the challenge, I think, I don't know, work with people, obviously, is a challenge. Try to help the people to know Christ and to learn more about God and to grow in their faith. So it's a challenge for me. Mm. I am very young, so it's a challenge for me to counsel other brother who is older than me. Mm. So I think that is a challenge. A joy is obviously work for God and see how God is doing His work in the church and using me for his ministry. So
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Do you have any idea where you might be in 5 years or in 10 years?
I don't know, man.
If there's anything you hope is true in 5 to 10 years.
I think working in the church, planting church, that is our passion with my wife. So working in his ministry, planting church, working with the people, having family. My wife is pregnant, so
yeah, we get to take pictures tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think our next group of people are here. We're going to hear about Uruguay, I think.
Uruguay,
yeah. Great. Awesome. So okay, thank you. Hey, your English has gotten way better.
Thank you.